news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Now you have further proof that we have a super producer with great introduction music there. That is Rob Sanders' hard work, so we appreciate that. In the studio with us now, Jessica Delp is here. She's the director of product program for the Girl Scouts in the heart of Pennsylvania. So welcome aboard, Jessica.
Good morning. Welcome. Oh, thanks.
Thank you so much for coming in. I do appreciate it. What is a director of product program?
That's a great question. So my job is to help develop the product programs that the girls take part in throughout their Girl Scout experience. So that's the fall product program. And then, of course, everyone's favorite Girl Scout cookie program. So I set that up and make sure that the leaders are trained, the volunteers are trained, and that the girls have a great time and a great experience.
And what are the fall products?
That's a good question. A lot of people don't realize Girl Scouts do sell fall product, and that is nuts, candy, and magazines. So it's a way for them to get some startup funds for their troop. It usually runs October through November, and then the items come in time for the holidays.
All right. Well, fantastic. Okay. Well, please come back and visit us before then, but you're certainly welcome then also. And Maggie, what is your last name? I never even did ask you that.
My last name is Roate.
R-O-T-E?
R-O-A-T.
R-O-A-T. All right. Well, I wrote that down. Get it? So now I won't forget it. So welcome aboard. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And you are a sixth grader, Girl Scout from New Berlin. What troop are you in?
I am in Troop 60359.
All right. And you are kind of an achiever. You've achieved some good badges, and you're working your way along. How far have you gone in the Girl Scouts?
I've been in Girl Scouts for about 5 years.
Okay. And let's see, what level are you at?
I'm a first-year cadet.
First-year cadet. Okay, fantastic. And you're also in the S'mores Executive Club. Now, that sounds like my kind of club.
Yes.
What is that? How do you get in that group?
You have to sell so many fall product and cookies, and you get to give feedback.
All right, and how many have you sold of all of these levels?
I have sold $1,000, I believe, in fall products and 800 boxes of cookies.
Wow. So far, right?
Yes, so far.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and we're just getting started here. And so Girl Scout cookies are for sale now. We do want to talk about that. But I want to talk to both of our guests about what the Girl Scouts is really all about. So if, Maggie, if somebody comes up to you and says, what's the Girl Scouts? I see your sash. What are Girl Scouts all about? What do you tell them?
I usually tell them it's about, like, you can learn how to do different things and, like get, like, social skills, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And what else? Does it make you more assertive kind of thing or sort of more outgoing?
You do become more outgoing.
All right. What else are Girl Scouts all about, Jessica?
Well, Girl Scouts is a really wonderful organization because everything we do is girl-led. So no matter what level they're in, you know, the Daisies are in kindergarten and first grade all the way up through high school, the girls decide what they want to do. So troop leaders work with the girls, let them know what different badges they can earn, different opportunities, experiences, programs they can participate in, and then the girls really decide. So there's not necessarily a set, like, hierarchy of programs. They do what they want to do. So we have troops that just travel. They love traveling, that's what they want to do. We have troops that do a lot of community service. We have troops that want to earn every badge that's possibly out there. So it's really cool to see all the different things that the girls do because it's what they want to do. They really customize it.
And why is it important that girls get some decision-making skills through all of this? As Maggie said, you kind of become more outgoing. Why does all of that matter?
Absolutely. I think, again, you know, Girl Scouts is the premier girl organization, and there's a reason for that. We have a lot of research behind us. So GSUSA, which is in New York City, that's our national headquarters, they actually have a research institute. And so they're constantly looking at the trends, what's interesting to today's girls, what do today's girls needs you know, both psychologically, developmentally. They create programs and badge work around that, and it really helps the girls break out of their shell, like we were saying, gain more confidence. And that's what Girl Scouts is all about, is teaching girls those leadership skills so they can be whatever they want later in life.
And how might you learn courage? I saw that in some of your early remarks earlier this week.
Yeah. So the mission, actually, of Girl Scouts is to build girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. So someone even like Maggie, who's been doing this for 5 years, when she started, you know, maybe was a little bit shy or didn't know how to talk about certain things or maybe didn't learn certain things in school. But then in Girl Scouts, she gains those skills. She gets to try new things. And that builds courage because they're getting those experiences they're not going to have elsewhere.
Are you getting more courage?
Yes.
Would the old Maggie have gone on WKOK in the morning?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
There's that. But tell me more about that. How do you think you've grown as a Girl Scout?
I think I've got more experience in money handling and customer and people like. I don't know how to say.
Like people
those
skills?
Kind of skills?
Yeah, skills.
Yeah.
Like I also got. I'm not, shy now. I'm still a little shy, but I can now ask people if they would like to buy Girl Scout cookies.
Okay, so you can, you don't mind going door to door? Do you actually go door to door?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you say to people at the door? You don't have much time, but you want to make a good pitch.
I say, hi, I am Maggie. Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies to help me get to my goal?
Oh, okay. And what is your goal?
My goal is 500 this year.
And how many have you sold so far?
A little less than 500.
Oh, almost there. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, what are the kind I like? Do-si-dos?
Yeah, do-si-dos.
With peanut butter? Okay, well, you're going to sell a box today, so you got 491. So,
there
okay.
You go.
How about that? I love them. All right, so Maggie Rode is here from New Berlin. She's a sixth grader, and Jessica Delp is Director of Product Development at the Girl Scouts of the Heart of Pennsylvania. If somebody wants some Girl Scout cookies, they decided they're going to help this super organization, what's the right way to go about that?
There's a couple ways, and I'll let Maggie answer in a second, too, but there's actually an app you can download on your phone. It's completely free. It's called Cookie Locator, and all you do is put in your zip code, and it will tell you where the nearest Girl Scout cookie booth is, the location, the date, and the times that the girls will be there. So that's the best way to find cookies right now. And again, keep the app on your phone, because you can use it every year. But I know, again, Maggie being local, she has some opportunities that her troop is going to be, and if you want to meet her personally, she'll be there.
All right. Where are those opportunities?
I will be at OIP in Mifflinburg on Friday to 4:30 to 8 o'clock. And I will be at Lowe's on...
What, in Shamokin Dam area?
Yeah.
Okay.
At Saturday to 11 to 4.
Ah, okay. And I know sometimes Girl Scouts pop up at Walmart, so a resourceful person might want to check there.
Absolutely.
Other places you might check...
The mall, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, the Susquehanna Mall. They have been a great partner with us. We were actually there on Saturday doing our big cookie delivery. So all the trucks came out from our delivery agent, and the troops came and picked up thousands of cases from them. So, again, the Susquehanna Mall has just been a great partner, letting us use their space and, of course, letting us set up cookie booths there.
Wow, fantastic. Okay, so but OIP Mifflinburg is where you'll be there, and that would be when, Friday?
Yes, Friday to 4:30 to 8 o'clock.
Okay. And Saturday from 11 to 4 at the Lowe's out in Hummel's Wharf, Shamokin Dam area. So
yes.
Let people go to those and download the Cookie Locator app. Well, that sounds like just like a delicious thing to have on your
it is.
Your smartphone. So that's how you can get them. Plus, you got a ton of boxes here. There's not too many staff people here right now, but by the time you leave, there'll be a few people here. So well, you guys can go door-to-door at the offices here.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Tom brought a lot of money in too, so maybe he'll buy some cookies too. All right, what does cookie money go toward? What happens?
Yeah, so each package the girls get a certain portion of those sales that they keep with the troop, and they can do all sorts of different things again based on what the girls want to do. And then the rest of the money stays local, so it stays with Girl Scouts in the Heart of Pennsylvania, and that helps us with our different programs that we offer to all the girls in council. We actually have some STEM mobiles. It's mobile programming that comes to the girls to do robotics and engineering. engineering. So that's one of the programs that it goes towards. Camp, of course, we're running our resident camps over the summer. So really great opportunities for the girls. And new Girl Scouts, too, can come and check out some of those events.
All right. And Maggie, what is in your future as a scout? Will you see the STEM mobile or what else will you be doing?
I would like to possibly be working for Girl Scouts, and I did see the STEM mobile already multiple times.
Okay. And you have an interest in, what is it, science, technology?
Yep, engineering, math. We added arts in this year, too, so we have some events coming up.
Yes.
Yep.
And you like that stuff okay?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a big change right there. You know, they say getting young women involved in that is always a little bit harder challenge, so that's fantastic that you have some interest in that. And were you a scout back in the day?
I was. I did my time with the Girl Scouts. I grew up in New Jersey, so I was part of a troop there. And in high school, I was the top cookie seller. So it's sort of interesting how it all comes full circle. So here I am helping other girls with those entrepreneurial skills.
And Maggie, why would you want to work for the Scouts? What might you want to do?
I might want to work at Girl Scout Central Office in New York because I know they might need some help there.
Okay.
At their events.
Volunteering, or this will be your gainful employment as a grown-up?
Probably volunteering.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe who knows where that'll go. Do you have any idea what kind of career path you might be interested in?
I might be interested in going to college for arts or possibly to be a tech ed director.
A tech ed director. Okay. Do you know a good tech ed director anywhere?
Yes, Mr. Sellerton at Mifflinburg Middle School.
I thought so. These good mentors that we have in the schools really help people along. All right. So make a pitch for folks to consider buying Girl Scout cookies. Maggie, please. To tell people that it'd be a good idea and you'd be helping the Scouts.
Please buy Girl Scout cookies because we need to sell all these cookies.
Yeah, you got
so
quite
many.
A bit. Yeah, so what does your local troop buy these and then you have to sell them to recover?
Yes, we have to sell all of them.
Okay, you got to sell all of them. Oh my gosh, you sound almost forlorn. So, and you're not. I mean, that's what it sounded like. Okay, and make a pitch for folks who get involved, either supporting scouting one way or another. Cookies all the better, but other ways too.
There's so many ways to get involved with Girl Scouts, volunteers. Obviously, we're always looking for troop leaders, people to work directly with the girls, but we also have needs for volunteers to do outdoor programming. So if someone really likes high ropes and the zip lines and some of those outdoor things, you know, we train them so that they can help run those activities for girls when they go to camp. You know, we're always looking for help with the cookie program. So if it's just sort of a seasonal thing that volunteers want to help with. And of course, anytime you purchase a package of Girl Scout cookies, you're helping that girl directly. You're giving them great experiences, money to do things with their troop, and earn, you know, all sorts of fun rewards and reach their goals. So cookie season, of course, our most popular time that Girl Scouts is out there. But year-round, we're there doing great things.
All right. And you want folks to know that gshpa.org is your website?
That is our website. Absolutely.
All right. Fantastic. And people can always start there. Plus, if you got a girl that might be interested in being in a troop, well, then that's a good place to start at that. gshpa.org. And that stands for Girl Scouts in the Heart of Pennsylvania. Are you going to miss Laura? She was a former scout.
She was,
she had to take the day off today, so
that's okay.
I guess she's not feeling 100%. But nonetheless, you'll see Tom Morgan next door on 94KX, and you'll get to talk a little bit more about that. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Jessica Delp is Director of Product Program at the Girl Scouts in the Heart of Pennsylvania. Maggie Rose is here. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for letting me stay here.
Oh, you're very welcome. She's from New Berlin, is a sixth grader, and is part of the exclusive, now this is the club to be in, baby, S'mores Executive Club. Any way to enjoy a s'more is okay with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for people who participate in the fall product and cookie programs and exceed their goals, which she is excellent, meaning exceeding her goals in many occasions. So I appreciate Maggie coming in today on WKOK.